Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie, or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend?
Today's movie is Calvary. It stars the always wonderful actor, Brendan Gleeson. Well, here's the press release for the movie. Calvary's Father James is a good priest who is faced with sinister and troubling circumstances brought upon by a mysterious member of his own parish. Although he continues to comfort his own fragile daughter and reach out to help members of his church with their various sketchy moral and often comic problems, he feels sinister and troubling forces closing in and begins to wonder if he will have the courage to face his own personal Calvary. This movie has one of the strangest, probably best opening lines of any movie I've ever seen. The opening, just the first words out, boom, they've grabbed you into this movie. I thought Brendan Gleeson was amazing in this role. I loved it. The movie starts off in the confessional booth, and the priest is listening, and the person in the booth says to the priest, "I'm going to kill you, Father. That's what I'm going to do." Then he goes on to explain why, and you find out that this kid was molested by one of the priests, and he thinks that killing a bad priest won't do any good, but killing a good priest would get a lot of news, would make it, you know, bring it to the public eye. So he tells the priest he's going to kill him, and then the rest of the movie is kind of this, either he's trying to figure out who it is in his church that is threatening to kill him, or why. But along the way, there's all these other characters that have their life problems that they're bringing to the priest, all their life and their struggles, and they're confessing to him, and what should they do? And this movie is very dark and funny at the same time. There was times I caught myself laughing, and other times I felt horrified by things in the movie, which makes this movie so good. Chris O'Dowd is in the movie. Chris O'Dowd, I hope I said that right. He is superb in the movie. He plays the butcher and one of the guys from Brendan Gleeson's church who's having trouble with his wife, who has been having an affair with another local guy who... Well, I don't want to give too much away, and you guys know how I do this in my review. I don't want to give plot twists away, but I just want to tell you that through the movie, I kept thinking, "No, what is going on? Why isn't he trying to figure out who the killer is? Why isn't he trying harder to figure out who the killer is?" And at one point, I thought to myself, "Why have I stopped trying to figure out who the killer is, and I'm watching the priest just interact with the townspeople?" And then it dawned on me at the very end of the movie why this happened, what's going on. It's a very Christ-like figure in ending. He accepts his mission. That's what I see the priest does. He realizes he's going to die. He's come along to save these people. He's giving himself to save these people. When he dies, the world become more aware of the problems that were going on with some of these people and the sexual abuse of the children. So I think that was what I got out of this movie was sometimes, well, what I got out of it is, you know, I just need to try to be a better person. But this movie, I'm going to have to just give a high 10 to. And I can't recommend it to everybody because you're going to find it slow. Like someone I talked to about it the other day just said, "Oh, I can't stand movies with all the dialogue. I've got to have some good action and CGI." Well, guess what? None of that's here. It's just good acting, great writing, great cinematography, beautiful shots of the Irish coast. And I'm recommending this movie to people that like good movies. That's who I'm saying. That's who should see this movie, Calvary. It's directed by John Michael McDonough. He's the guy that wrote and directed The Guard, which also starred Brendan Gleeson. And that was another movie. That was one of my favorite movies of the past. So check that out too, The Guard, if you get a chance. But do go see Calvary with Brendan Gleeson. And I'm thinking he might get an award on this one. I'm just saying, he's possibly could get an award on this one. There's also a part in there played by Dylan Moran, who is a brilliant UK comedian. And it was nice to see someone that I know and I'm aware of do so well in a movie. So actually a big shout out to Dylan Moran for doing a great job in Calvary. It's playing at a theater near you, and if you get a chance, check it out. This is Mudflap at the Movies. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie, or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend?